so many films, so little time. Hello and welcome to Now Showing. I'm Rajiv Masand. I help you choose what to watch at the cinemas and what to skip. Amitabh Bachchan starrer Sarkaar 3 is more of the same, a predictably plotted crime thriller that springs no new surprises. Just take a moment to consider this list. Rangila, Daud, Satya, Kaun, Mast, Jungle, Company, Bhoot, Naach, Sarkaar. If there's anything that defined Ram Gopal Varma's early directing career, it was his unpredictability. No matter how good or bad each film was, there was no guessing what he was going to do next. It's what made him one of the most exciting filmmakers in the late 90s up until the mid-2000s. And then, it's as if he decided to live up to the name of his production banner, Factory. It was all remakes, sequels and gimmicks. Just like that, his tendency to surprise the audience was gone. Watching Sarkaar 3, the latest installment in his saga, centered on a powerful Mumbai crime family, it is the death of Varma's most marked feature, that very unpredictability that you mourn more than any of the dozen or so characters who are gruesomely gunned down on screen. Sarkaar 3 is set in modern-day Mumbai, but it may as well be 10 years ago or 15. Barring the sight of a drone, there is nothing from its plot to its aesthetic that appears to have been updated since the first Sarkaar in
2005.
Amitabh Bachchan returns as Subhash Nagre, a figure both respected and feared, based in equal parts on Don Corleone and Bal Thackeray. It's not hard to guess how things will pan out when Nagre's now grown-up estranged grandson, Shivaji, played by Amit Saad, returns home to join the family business and clashes with the old man's long-serving right-hand man, Gokul, played by Ronit Roy.
Sochne ka samay gaya, usse marne ka order dijiye.
Nagre Sr. is pitted against a rogues gallery of disgruntled businessmen, politicians and thugs, including Manoj Bajpayee as a voluble neta and Jackie Shroff as a Dubai-based millionaire, whose sexist one-liners directed at his bikini-clad girlfriend are the film's guilty pleasure. The story involves the usual double-crossing, conspiracies and twists, every single one of which is entirely predictable. As is Varma's fascination for shooting his characters in silhouette, taking repeated close-ups of entirely pointless props and placing the camera in the strangest of places, although I'm grateful he doesn't move it around as much. Then there is that eardrum-shattering background score and that incessant Govinda Govinda chant. Not everything will make you want to slit your wrists though. There are occasional flashes of the talented filmmaker we once knew. You'll spot it in a handsomely mounted Ganesh Aarti sequence and the scene that immediately follows. Also, Varma and his cameraman Amol Rathod find interesting ways to use the bustling city as a canvas against which the drama unfolds. This is an intrinsically Mumbai film and they exploit the varied landscape shrewdly. Of the cast, Amit Saad is especially impressive as the hot-headed successor to Sarkaar's legacy. Unexpectedly, Amitabh Bachchan commands the screen as the imposing protagonist. The actors, however, are saddled with cheesy lines straight out of the gangster movie playbook. Sarkaar 3 is an improvement on many of Varma's recent films, which quite frankly were unwatchable to say the least. Yet it's steeped in familiarity and an overwhelming sense of repetition and pointlessness. Did we really need another Sarkaar film? Sadly, the answer is no. I'm going with 2 out of 5.